This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. I promised you I would get into some of the solutions to this coronavirus pandemic. And here's the good news. I've been doing research at the lab, and I've already identified at least three powerful molecules that can beat this thing. And these molecules are available from the world of plants. Now, before I present all these molecules, I will name one here today in this podcast. But before I present more information about this, I've got to put together, you know, the full research and a presentation and all that jazz. Because, of course, the first thing that happens when you start talking about natural cures is you get attacked by the media and called a quack and everything, because their answer is that only vaccines work ever in the history of medicine. They say only vaccines work, which is funny because there were Chinese medicine practitioners that were conquering pandemics 2,500 years ago when vaccines only came into existence a little over a century ago. So it's really hilarious to see these so-called journalists in the mainstream media make fools of themselves when they don't even understand human history and the fact that 80% of the population around the world uses botanical medicine. Why? Why is that the case? Well, number one, because plants grow for free. So the plants all around you, all in the rainforest, in your backyard, in the local park, there are plants everywhere, in swamps, and even under the water in the oceans, there are plants. And all of these plants have medicinal properties. And you know why? Just to keep asking questions. You know why? Because they synthesize molecules themselves. So plants grab molecules literally out of the air, you know, carbon, right? Carbon dioxide, they love it. And they split the carbon and the oxygen. And then they grab water from the soil, and they have hydrogen from the water. And then they reassemble the carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen to make medicines. That's right. Many of the medicines that you know from plants are made of nothing but three elements. For example, cannabidiol, one of the cannabinoids from cannabis, is nothing but carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. That's it. There's nothing else in it. Yeah, people are amazed. Vitamin C is another example. Progesterone, the hormone in your body, is made from exactly the same elements. And the list goes on and on. Basically, most of the molecules that are medicinal in the world are made by plants. And so these molecules can do things like inhibit protease, an enzyme that's needed by the virus as it invades your cells. It needs protease in order to succeed in taking over your body. So protease inhibitors, specifically what are called the CL3 class of protease inhibitors, are known to be antiviral medicines. And there are some protease inhibitors available in the world of pharmaceutical medicine. And those work too. Those can actually beat this virus. And there are actually doctors out there already talking about success with curing coronavirus using these protease inhibitors that are prescription medications. But guess what? There are tons of protease inhibitors in natural plants and the natural world. And what's really shocking to me is that one of these from the world of Chinese medicine is found in China. And the molecule that's found in this shrub is called savinin, S-A-V-I-N-I-N, or savinin, or however you pronounce it. I've never heard of it before I did this research, but savinin is found in, you know, Chinese medicine herbs that have been used in traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, for thousands of years. And guess what? It has a very powerful effect specifically against the CL3 protease enzyme, which inhibits the spread of the coronavirus. Amazing information, right? So the people in China who are dying right now and who are infected right now, they are living among the very herbs that could cure them and save lives. But because China has been taken over by Big Pharma, because there's a lot of money in Big Pharma, the people of China have largely turned toward Western medicine instead of Chinese medicine. And as a result, they're dying. So when you think about all the infections and all the deaths, maybe eventually reaching millions of deaths, think about the fact that those people who are dying are probably stepping right over the herbs that could save their lives, but they don't recognize the medicine because they think medicine comes from a pharmaceutical factory. And in fact, 70% of the pharmaceuticals sold in the United States do come from China. So China is the pharmaceutical manufacturing hub of the world, which is why their people are dying, because they're betting their lives on pharmaceuticals instead of the natural herbs and natural medicine that is all around them right now. And by the way, there's a certain type of tree that grows in Taiwan and Japan and Korea. It's especially famous in Korea. I'll talk about this more later. And that tree produces a certain molecule in its bark, and that molecule also kills coronavirus, or I should say stops it from replicating. And yet, the people of Korea, the people of Japan are all freaking out, begging for vaccines that don't exist. They're dying while the medicine is all around them. Literally, the medicine is all around them, and yet they will die, not from a lack of medicine, but a lack of knowledge about what is medicine. They think medicine only comes as a vaccine or a pharmaceutical or a synthetic pill, and they don't recognize the medicine that Mother Nature has already provided all around them for the entire existence of human history. If they could simply recognize that medicine, then they don't have to die. It's incredible. So by the way, one thing that I'm doing right now is I've acquired some of this bark. Well, I should say I've ordered it, so it's on the way. And what I'm going to be doing is experimenting with the best extraction techniques to extract the chemical constituents from this bark, using solutions of basically ethanol and water, using an ultrasonic extractor, which you can buy for, you know, like $39 on Amazon or whatever. You can get an ultrasonic jewelry cleaner, and you could make small batches of this yourself if you were so inclined. I don't yet know if this extraction method also happens to extract other molecules which are toxic, so I'm going to be using my lab to test that. But I'm also looking for other plant-based sources of one of these molecules because, frankly, I don't like the idea of extracting it from bark if I can get that same molecule in a plant that biosynthesizes that molecule. So I'm on the look for that. I'm doing research right now. And of course, as I organize this information, I will share it with you. But as of today, I've already identified three molecules. Two out of the three are rare. One out of the three is extremely common. In fact, I'll give you a hint. One out of the three is a spice, and it's a spice that's really, really orange. You know how they say orange man bad? But you could say orange spice good. In fact, this is really, really orange, and that's all I'm going to say for now, but it's a common spice that you can find at the grocery store. So it contains a molecule that has been documented and shown to, of course, shut down this protease process that the virus needs to replicate and succeed in your body. So these molecules already exist. They're all around you. I'll be talking about them more in the days and weeks ahead. So if you've been freaked out about this coronavirus, rest assured, Mother Nature has already provided the solutions. You don't have to be afraid of this virus. All you have to be afraid of is all the other ignorant people who are prevented from knowing the truth about this, who themselves will panic and freak out, and you know, society will shut down in certain cases due to quarantines and mass death and things like that. Those are going to be the issues that you have to deal with, but you do not have to be killed by this virus. There are cures all around you. There's solutions all around you, and we will identify them for you moving forward. And I'm sorry I can't give you more details right now today, but again, for the reasons I mentioned, I have to have a more, let's say, complete research all put together for you on this, and that's something I'm in the process of doing, which is one of the reasons why they want to ban me so aggressively, because I'm the one giving you alternatives to stay alive and not have to need the vaccine that they'll be pushing as soon as they have it available. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean, foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.